against that.
Jump.
Against that. Did.
Anyway, bitte bei, kannst du die andere Ballon
ja, okay. Ja, aber das ist nicht gut. Ich muss das nicht
morning on sorry, good afternoon, honorable members. Good afternoon,
Chair. Afternoon, Chair.
How are you, honorable member?
Afternoon, Chair. We are fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Can we start with our meeting? I don't see the SPG here. Okay. Can I request honorable members? Can I request honorable members and department and our guests who are here to mute your mic before we start with our meeting, can I request that we observe a moment of silence for meditation or prayer as we put our country to a successful defeat of the pandemic, and just noting that in some other parts of the country, there is an increase in on infection, which is a worrisome, and just as we put our heads together on meditation on prayer. As you speak, please mute your mic, the hosts of this meeting. I was still on requesting members to observe a moment of silence for meditation and prayer. Can we do that? Thank you very much, honorable members, and amen to those who have prayed. Can I request the administrator to flag the agenda to your garden? Let me take this opportunity to welcome you, honorable members, to this meeting. Today, the purpose of this meeting today is to interact with the department on the first quarter, on the first quarter on water and sanitation. Let me start by saying, as to welcome you, honorable members, we have done the observation, we've observed moment of silence for meditation and for prayer. Can we note the apology?
Apology from the M. Mashobo. We won't be able to find the meeting to the end of the brother to do the final preparation for the funeral. And I've got Honorable Mutana.
Okay. Thank you very much, Vyogazi. The item on the agenda, as I indicated, is the briefing by the Department on Water and Sanitation. I'm going to take this opportunity to hand it over to the department. DG and the team.
Thanks, Chair. Good afternoon, Honourable Chair. Good afternoon, Honourable Members. I've got quite a long presentation, which will cover the first next slide, please. Chair, it's a report in 8 parts. The overview of non-financial performance, overview of the financial performance, the financial recovery plan, the financial recovery.
DG, you have 1 hour to deal with your presentation. Because you are warning us that it's long. Please be within your time.
I will do so, Madam Chair, Honourable Chair. There's quite a bit of interference. I don't know whether you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. Can I request the administrator to mute everybody? Then they will request them to unmute when they have to speak.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Good afternoon, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I have a presentation which I will go through. It's in 8 parts. The first 2 parts giving the overview of the non-financial performance, and the second part the financial performance, and then the following 6 parts will be the recovery plans which we have put together. Thank you, Honourable Chair, I must just preface the intervention this afternoon to indicate that this report is presented to you as the first quarter, which was reflects the work that we've done at the height of the lockdown, when we're really in the hard lockdown period. And I would, at the start of the meeting, want to just pay tribute to the team that I've worked with and the work that they did during that hard lockdown. I think we did, while we're going to reflect on lack of performance in some of our targets, we did, however, keep the water flowing, and we did sterling work as a team, ourselves, under the guidance and oversight of Minister, and also together with our entities, the water boards, in terms of rolling out a COVID-19 emergency water supply project during that period as well. And I would like to just pay tribute, if I could, Honourable Chair, to the staff who worked on it. Could you go down to slide 5, please? Thank you. Honourable Chair, this pie diagram just indicates the current state of play, not the current state of play, at the end of the first quarter, the state of play with regard to the achievement of our targets in broad terms. As a department, We'd achieved 48% of our targets, 39% not achieved, and 13% partially achieved. If you look at the bars on the right-hand side, there'd be no surprise that the infrastructure program 3 would have had the worst performance, and that's because during that first 3 month period to have boots on the ground to actually implement projects, those infrastructure projects. So we've lagged behind, and that's thus the reference there to only 58% performance. Next slide, please. Slide 6. I've just given on that slide a summary of achievements in the quarter. In terms of the handing the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan update, drafting the report on the water resources for Kikela, collection of hydrological water requirements data, climate change assessment in Upper Limpopo, water resource monitoring, IWA water balance, WUSA online system, the situation analysis reports in Limpopo and Northern Cape, and the concept merged on fecal sludge management strategy. Those are some of the achievements that we managed there, despite the fact that we were in hard lockdown. And just say, sector regulation was drafting the AMG mitigation strategy, project plan for waste discharge, the consultations on water pricing, dealing with some of the non-compliance cases that we investigated, the operational plan for the establishment of the National Water Resources Agency, the stakeholder consultation on the Brede Gerrits, and there was a Kulu, and the stakeholder consultation on the due diligence on two regional water utilities at Sedibeng and Bloom. And some of that work, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, had to be done through virtual meetings as well. Slide 7, I'm just going to deal with some of the procurement overview. Slide 7. Chair, on this slide, I just reflect the consolidated progress in terms of preferential procurement against the regulations. The left-hand pie chart, the SMEs during this period, we achieved 24% on procurement from SMEs, and that's against the target of 30% that is. So there will have to be some catch-up in the quarters 2, 3, and 4. In terms of the BBBEE status levels, the exempted micro enterprises, we achieved 19% against a target of 15%. But in terms of the QSEs, which is the qualifying small enterprises, we are far behind there, having achieved only 5% against a target of 15%. Next slide, please. Slide 8. If I could just give some information on the designated groups in terms of back-end businesses. 17% of the procurement went to black-owned businesses. On the left-hand side there, if you look at black women-owned businesses, 17%, and that's far down in relation to the MTSF target of 40%. So there's quite a bit of catch-up that we've got to do in the next 3 quarters. On the right-hand side, the youth-owned businesses, 4.29%. Against a target of 30%, and people with disability 0.16% against a target of 7%. So quite a bit of catch up to do there. So the reasons for non-achievement was the government procurement targets in particular was due to lower procurement activities from lockdown. And if you reflect, once you see the expenditure, which I'll get to later on, you'll see that our expenditure for the first quarter was only at 10%, which was way below the target for that for the reporting period. as part of recovery initiatives, the department has developed plans to accelerate procurement transformation to meet the set targets, and the procurement demand plans and related interventions include work carried out by construction units, water boards, and other implementing agencies in the department. So the remainder of the financial year will be geared towards prioritizing service delivery and empowering designated groups in line with the preferential procurement framework of 2017. Let's move on to the next slide. I'm now going to go through in quite a summary form, Honourable Chair, the areas of non-performance in each of the programs on slide 11. Slide 11, please, Edmund. Slide 11 relates to program 1 and in terms of financial management. We had targeted to achieve 45% on recovery plan. The achievement is 37%, and that underachievement mainly due to pending contingent liabilities and assets and irregular expenditure. In terms of expenditure on the budget, we should have been at 20%, and we are only at 10% target not achieved because we were not fully operational during lockdown. So, Chair, as I reflected on the procurement in the previous slides, that largely as a result of a lack of expenditure during that period. Also, likewise, under financial management of the trading account, our debtor days has increased, and that's also as a result of the accumulated debt during that collection period exacerbated by COVID-19. Let's move to slide 13, which is program 2. Program 2 performance, slides 14 onwards. Can you just lift the left bar up, please, Edmund, and I can just see the slides coming. Lift it a bit more, the left-hand bar, Edmund. The mosaic on the left, just move it up a bit. Not there. The tiles on the left-hand side. No. Leave the main slide. Just go to the tiles on the left-hand side of your screen. Just move them up a bit that I can see the slides that are coming. No, we're not getting there. So just in terms of, there you are, that's what I wanted you to do. Move up. Thanks, Chair. So Chair, keep on slide 14. Generally, Chair, the areas of non-performance have been as a result of the lockdown, and I'm not going to repeat that each time, and that's largely due to those areas where we needed feet on the ground to be able to go out there and do actual monitoring. So the engaging station establishment, the under by 2% there on the number of rivers monitored in terms of that program. We had 79 rivers, we only achieved 35 under by 44. On the water services, the number of feasibility studies. Admin, won't you? You are making it quite difficult for me to read these slides. Just pull the slide up and then just leave it there. As you touch it, it is disappearing from the screen for me. In terms of feasibility reports or finalization of procurement for the process of feasibility reports, there was zero achievement there, so we've got to pick up during the next few quarters. On the implementation readiness studies, likewise. That procurement will happen during the second, third, and fourth quarters. Next slide, please. Go to slide 16. Slide 15. The National Water Bill, we've been working in the background in terms of development of the National Water Bill. and there will in all probability be a change in tact, Honourable Chair, in terms of the way we handle that bill. We have been working on a single bill, but we might be able to achieve a greater impact if we look at amendments which need to be done, just the rapid amendments which need to be done to the Water Services Act and the Water Act, rather than bringing forward a single consolidated bill. But that is a discussion which we're having internally and also with the executive authority. The National Water Resources Strategy 3, we've made progress on that since the first quarter, and that plan or the strategy has now been submitted to the executive for consideration and approval for advertising. It's only after we've gone through the process of advertising will it then, calling for comments, will it then be taken to cabinet. My apologies, the other way around. We're going to take it to cabinet and then we take it out for consultation. Apology for that error there. Next slide, please. 16. 17. Under Program 3, Chair, this is the infrastructure program. The Mokola Crocodile is design is at 60% complete. Tenders are not yet out. The environmental authorization was subjected to a lengthy appeals process, which was finalized by DFF in October. The design of the pipe alignment is now proceeding. In fact, we should have been on a tender stage at this point in time. The Hazelmere, the SLAs for the PSP and the ECO have now been signed, we should be able to move forward now with the final completion of the finalization of the Hazelmere Dam. In terms of the Google Water Project, there's some ongoing funding engagements with National Treasury and the temporary site establishment. We've got equipment moved onto site, but we were not able to do any work on the phase one roads infrastructure because of the hard lockdown during the reporting period. Slide 18, please.
Chairperson, can I make a proposal, Chair?
I'm listening, Honourable Zaki.
Listen, I just want to make an example. If the DG can summarize, just talk to them. Like the page that you just passed. The other, those dams are work in progress. And yeah. Mvubu is the one that seems to be having some financial challenges. You know, that kind of report, those that we can read for ourselves, it just passed to say note. But those that have got some areas of explanation, we can actually talk to them. Thank you. I'm looking at the slide 113. We are on our slide 18. We are not even at one third of the program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, DG. Can you do that? Already you are half time of your allocated
Yes, indeed, Chair. I will then try and just broadly summarize. As I indicated up front, most of the areas of underachievement are as a result of the COVID lockdown, and we will see some recovery in quarter two, but the major recovery will be in quarter three and four. Next slide, please. I think the significant one there, Madam Chair, is the number of conveyance systems that were to be rehabilitated, where there's a zero. It's not a funding issue, but that's pure construction work, and that work was not able to proceed during the lockdown, and we will recover on that. Next slide, please, 20. chair with the compliance monitoring, sorry, 21, on the compliance monitoring, we did as much compliance monitoring as we could virtually, but much of the compliance monitoring is ground, which will require catch-up after during quarter three and four as well. The application for use water use license applications, we're clearing out those that we were able to do without doing any further inspections. We did 31 out of the 170, and I've just recently, this past week, signed up another 50, which will bring us back onto track, despite us having lost ground during the first 3 months. Next slide, please. In terms of the financial performance, slide 22, just to remind you, Chair, that 23. I'm not going to repeat the what the departmental budget structure is. We've had it represented on a number of occasions, but it's four programs, which we'll run through on slide 24. Go to slide 24. On slide 24, just bearing in mind that we started the financial year with an allocation or an appropriate amount of 16.959 billion. Our expenditure at the moment is reflected as 10%, and we give you those figures in terms of the four programs and also in terms of economic classification. And as I indicated before, that's 10% achievement against a target of 20%. Next slide, please. Slide 26. We also represent here the actual expenditure against the projects, and likewise here the main reason for a lack of expenditure. We've only got 8% expenditure out of the 13 billion that's allocated. Contracts couldn't proceed because of the hard lockdown. Just go back to the first slide. I just want to pick up on that 13.7 billion, slide 25. Just go back to slide 25. Chair, you'll see in the line item, I've gone to the wrong slide, sorry. Are you going forward or back, Chair? Admin, go 27. Yeah, 27. There we are. So the summary of expenditure of under expenditure. Is around compensation of employees. We only achieved 21% of the projected 25%. Lower expenditure was because of the vacant posts, which we were not able to fill during that period. And as a result of that low expenditure, National Treasury have also suspended 50 million of it for the special adjustment budget, which I will reflect on in a moment. Slide 28. In terms of goods and services, there's also been under expenditure on the goods and services. Under expenditure on the goods and services, and as a result of that, due to the special adjustment budget, we also had 270, which was reprioritized away from the department's baseline allocation, which would reflect later on that an amount of 257 million was reprioritized from the department to that special adjustment budget. Next slide, please. Chair, I don't think there's anything there that I need to assets indicated that in the previous slide. The special adjustment budget chaired this reflects the movement of the 257 out of the department's budget, which was then reallocated to other departments, and we reflect there where those changes were made in terms of the four programs. Next slide, please. So in terms of that special adjustment budget, Cabinet endorsed that that amount of 257 be suspended from the department. There was also a further movement in terms of the capital program, where 1.5 billion was reprioritized within the department's budget to support the COVID-19 water and sanitation interventions from the conditional grant. So that 1.5 billion was reallocated within the grant. Show it in the next slide. It was taken out and then brought back to the department, and it was brought back into the grant-funded programs to be able to deal with the sustainability issues on the interim water supplies, which were put in place as part of the COVID intervention. So it covers source development in areas where storage tanks were installed, the conversion of tanks to rudimentary water supply schemes, geological investigations for source development, and then also for the transfer of those assets to the water service authorities. Next slide, please. So, Chair, in that slide, we just show where the downward revisions took place in the second column from the left, and where those funds were reallocated. It was a reallocation of 1.578 billion in terms of the grants, and I'm not going to go through them line by line. Next slide, please. The water trading instruction, next slide please, 34, you know that that item. There's some page, slide 34. Lost myself. So in terms of the income, if you look at the 13 billion rand budget, the percentage bill is 27%. I can't see the full slide. I'm fumbling. Just take it to the next slide. I can't see that slide properly. 35. Slide 35. 35. I've lost the slides, Madam Chair, Honourable Chair.
We organize with you, who's showing the slides?
Admin, or doing it from your side, the Secretariat from your side, Chair?
Yeah, I think she's disconnected. If you look at the list of participants, she's not there. Okay.
Disconnected.
I think when she's back, she must give Acting DG the hosting rights so that she can be able to operate the screen.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try and prepare myself for that chair in the meantime.
You don't have the slideshow, right?
I've got to be given hosting. Sharing rights first.
There are people who are working with the bureaucracy. The team IT. Can you give DG the rights to so that we can show the slides? Co-host, Norm, Mutu, and Shireen. Shireen? Shireen? And Norm, teacher. Norm, Mutu.
Yes, actually, I'm trying. Try and flag the presentation.
Give DG the right so that we don't have problems.
I can't. I am not the host, chairperson.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. I seem to have been given as disabled. Being disabled each time.
Have you given the right before?
No, is that up? Can you see it, ma'am?
No, can't see anything.
No.
Did you?
Okay, no, it's disabled, so I can't pull it up, Chair.
Okay.
Is that the secretariat operating that? I think I was down at about slide 25.
No.
Shireen operating, I'll assist.
Thanks, Shireen. I was at slide 25 or thereabouts, I think. Just moved on. I'll tell you when to stop. Keep going. Whoa, you've gone too far, Shireen. 25. Yep, there we go. Okay, down one, Shireen. Oh, we got past these. Down. I have passed these, go down to the trading account. Down, we're getting there. Yeah, I think if we can move to the next slide. There we go, yeah. So if you look at the expenditure report as at 30 June against an annual budget of 14 billion, that we had an expenditure of 16%. And in the bottom part of that table reflects the way that 16% is made up in terms of the compensation of employers, goods and services, transfer, Caledon Tunnel, and payments for capital assets. Next slide, please. And on that slide, I'm not going to go through detail, we just indicate the year-to-date expenditure against those major projects. Thank you, Chair. Next slide, please. In summary, the revenue build to date reflects a performance of 91% on year-to-date budget and a performance of 25% on the annual target. The revenue collection remains a challenge. I have ongoing interventions to improve debt management, to improve debt management processes, including units specifically in the projects provinces have been initiated. The augmentation of revenue of $764 million has been claimed and received from the budget vote. The water trading entity is projected to spend $1.39 billion on compensation employees for 2021, and to date we've only spent $254 million. Goods and services reflects a spending of $181 million against a year-to-date budget of $688 million. The electricity costs are mostly incurred by both park water supply and strategic users and operators, maintenance and refurbishment of natural water resources schemes for pumping. Minimal spending is attributed to the entity being under lockdown. Next slide, please. The corporate balance scorecard, shareholder compact and budgets for entities have been revised. During the period under review, the department developed an exit plan for smooth phase out of the water tankering. You'll recall, Chair, which is outside of this reporting period, at the water tankering in August. And then municipalities had to top slice their grant funds to carry on with tanker services if they required. We've developed a consolidated procurement recovery aligned at.
Can I request that you mute your mic? Can you mute your mic? Let's proceed, teaching. DG? We've lost him.
Leonardo,
you're not.
Yes, manager.
Okay. Proceed. DG, I wanted we're losing a lot of time in DG. The DG gets lost of him, you take over immediately. DG? We'll close him again. Leonardo?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you continue with the presentation?
Okay. I think the DG, if you can hear me, if you can come in whenever, then you're welcome to come in. I will just continue in terms of slide. Can we move to the next slide? I think that in this part, Madam Chair, we have discussed in terms of our reactivation and the recovery of the financial procurement. I think we can go to the next slide in terms of the status report. This has been done through the financial support, and I take view from previous notes made by the committee in terms of the note made that we don't have to go through all of the slides. I'm just a brief over this one in terms of the funding and budget management. The status as it stands there, and then also in terms, leave it there then, in terms of the summary of the financial position of the 30th of June, as it stands there in terms of the main account, that how it stands in terms of the previous financial year as well, in terms of the bank balance, in terms of the water trading entity, as it stands there in terms of the between the two financial years that we have, in terms of water sales debt and the TCA liability, as you can see, that we have there at the bottom of that slide. If we go to the following slide, the department has taken a decision that we need to work into some recovery plan as well. We know that there's a problem statement on this slide. You can clearly see that there's been an underperformance basically in the program 3, and even in this quarter, as it's been said, only in terms of 21%. In the next slide, you will see that the problem statement speaks of the internal construction unit, that there's been lots of delays there, and this has also caused in terms of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So what we have decided, as we have done an assessment in the next slide, you will see that it has taken some up to 432 days to get procurement, and this poor performance has been laid down in that space in terms of the procurement that has been delayed. In the following slide, with the new framework that we received, we will see that in terms of that framework, that a new target has set for ourselves in terms of a 78 working day target, that we need to do everything that's above 500,000 in terms of bid value. Less than 500,000 should be in one calendar month. And then we decided in the next slide that we need to actually establish ourselves in the infrastructure procurement office that we will, and the following slide we'll discuss in terms of the functions of this office that we have to have, and this would be that as you can read for yourself, but basically to do the procurement a little bit faster rate, and also to cover all the administrative duties within the financial frameworks of the PFMA. The following slides actually speak in terms of the governance that we have of the IPO, but in terms of the one element that we want to say, that it's also not only going faster, but also to enhance transparency and therefore also the credibility. The following slide just gives an indication in terms of the structure that we have proposed. And then the following slide speaks of how we fund this proposal through a 0.5% of the project funding that we have in terms of the construction budget that we have. And the way forward is that we have now approval from the acting DG to have this implemented, and that we will source it through the Section 76 of the National Water Act. Honorable Chair and members, we also then have give you a status update in terms of the wall, as you have it there. That other one has now been the contract has been lapsed, and the department is now in the process of actually getting at least two contracts going out there in terms of the civil contract. It's gone through our DBAC processes and will be advertised soon, as well as the mechanical contract. And that those contractors will assist to see tangible movement in that space of the valve. In terms of the civil cane one, we are about 1 month's work left at the civil cane wastewater treatment works. Unfortunately, community protests have made it a little bit difficult for us to get certainty in terms of the completion, because the site has been taken over many a times as part of the protest, and work cannot be completed, but that work is almost completed. In terms of the Mayerton wastewater treatment work, in the following slide, we can then also just report there that as it stands on the site, that Randwater has finalized a civil works tender, and this will be advertised. And once the civil works tender is advertised, and or rather the civil contract is on site, then we can have more tangible and bold the targets also for the mechanical works and electrical works, which is now dependent on the civil to actually do its work first. In terms of the Rock Dean pump station, we basically have the site establishment is completed and the project is at 2% construction. And then also the Citibank regional scheme, as it says there, in terms of the way forward, that the DWS engineering services to be engaged on by the implementing agent on this process for final approval to be granted, to actually work with the design that has been submitted to the department. In terms of the way forward for the valve project, Madam Chair and Honourable Members, would be that we have to jump a little bit fast there, but we just need to keep in mind in terms of the funds the department has available in this regard for this financial year, in terms of almost a billion, in terms of 111 million. What we need, what we are concerned about is that the local municipality only but 10% of the required operational budget that is required, and that needs to be worked upon. In terms of the way forward, the department has that report in terms of what Edward has done. I think that the members have seen that before. In terms of the way forward, we need to improve our stakeholder management due to the fact that it's subjected to a lot of unrest, and we have to complete the seeding of the contracts and allow the contractors to actually move on site. In terms of Mutsumbubu, the recovery plan that we have there is that we have the ECO appointments in terms of the environmental compliance officers now finalized. We have been meeting with a new traditional leader, as we know that previous that this traditional leader for stakeholder engagement has happened for, unfortunately, have passed on, and we have all of those new agreements in place, and the preliminary design is in place so that the construction can continue. But we also have to work with the PSP to finalize the dispute and actually obtain all the deliverables as per the contract. We have to work towards also obtaining the finalized funds for phase two and 2-4 in terms of the bigger part of the contract, because the current part is only focused on stage one, which is the access work, access roads. In terms of the Hazel here, honorable members, we have come to the point where we can say that this project will now be moving because agreements have been received all sides. Firstly, we had a dispute with the contractor. Once that was resolved, the PSP had a dispute in terms of some interpretation of the contract. We obtained deviation approvals from National Treasury to implement as per the settlement agreement, and within the next month, that site will be retaken. So the way forward in terms of the Hazelmere, the negotiations with Group 5 was set for the 26th of October. It was postponed till next week, but that will be finalized in terms of going forward with the final part of the implementation part of the project. Then we go to the MAPWAP, the Makolo Crocodile. As the DJ already expressed himself on this when he was on this slide, I think we can go past this slide now. Then go to the Palkamahara one, which is giving you, in the first slide, it gives you just the status in terms of where this project is, in terms of the first phase of the project's already in operation, even though not completely completed as the entire quantity is concerned as yet. The phase two part, the mines are already contributing to this project in terms of the 17.55 kilograms per kiloliter. And towards the funding of this project, the offtake agreements are nearly completed. But then, in terms of the following slides, you will see the number of the mines, the names on the side in terms of who's all participating or customers on this project. 56% of this project of 8.7 billion need to be funded through the commercial side, after which the 44% need to be also then funded through the social side, which government has to stand for, and that application for funding has been made. We also then have some challenges on this project, but that is also being dealt with, of which perhaps the most prominent one would be the last one, in terms of the 44% social contribution that is basically at this point in time also needs to be dealt with, together with implementing agent challenges as is listed there. The raising of Glen William, Madam Chair and honorable members, we have a problem with regards to procurement, which was in space, but the department is considering various options, of which the appointment of DBSA is just one, as it says on this slide. But we had engagements to see how we can actually make it work in terms of getting the implementing agent to assist the department just to fast track. The IPO, explained to you earlier, is also an option to ensure that we go further. In terms of the raising of the need, it's a similar situation as DPSA, but we also need just to complete the negotiations to attain the license to construct from the implementing agent, so that is out of the critical path. In terms of the regulation part, we can go, I'm not sure if Mr. Balder is back, if he can hear, if he can take over, or must I proceed?
Madam Chair, can you hear me? I am back.
I wonder if you could suggest that my line is quite unstable. Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes, yes. I wonder if I could
suggest that either Leonardo continues or we can just get the relevant PDGs to come in, because my line seems to just go off every now and again.
Okay, let Leonardo proceed because your time is
swing a bit.
We've lost your time, and
yes,
let's have Leonardo to finalize the presentation. Leonardo, proceed.
Okay, ma'am, I will just run through it as quickly as I can. In terms of the water use license applications, 80% target for processing of this authorization has been set in the APP, and the lockdown obviously has impacted a lot in this regard. But in terms of the next slide, is the recovery plan that we can talk about in terms of where the regions and the CMAs will have work sessions in the weeks, 2 days per week, to actually ensure that there's some level of acceleration in terms of the processing of the rulers, and then all specialists are to finalize the comments in two installments, because that is where the bulk of the work is being done as far as the applications processing is concerned. In terms of the long-term interventions to avoid recurrence of the backlog, again, at the extent of the regions and the CMAs, have dedicated components to process the water use authorizations, and then also the allegations for signing water utilizers will be reviewed to ensure that low-risk applications can be dealt with at the decentralized level at the regional offices. There's also, in terms of the blue drop and the green drop certification processes, a commitment has been made to revitalize or reinstate. I trust you can still hear me. I just saw my internet connection is unstable. But to review the process in terms of how the reports have been done before, and then as it stands here, in terms of the relevant legislation according to which this will be then implemented, would be in terms of the National Water Act as far as the Green Drop is concerned, and the Water Services Act as far as the water services component is concerned, using the legislation to actually bring in incentive-based regulation. In terms of the last Green Drop report that was issued in 2013, there has been an adverse effect in terms of the credibility, or rather the integrity of this whole program, and in terms of the pay from the municipalities as well. So there's been a decline in terms of the wastewater management, and obviously a resultant decline also in our water courses. But in terms of going forward, there has remain some level of monitoring in place that will actually, just go to the next slide. There's been some level of monitoring in place that actually gives the department some level of information that is still available that could be used in terms of the revival. The necessity of the revival is fully understood in terms of the next slide, that you can have it. And we have received this from various sectors in terms of how it needs to be going. But the fact is, not only every cent counts, but as the Deputy Minister always say, every drop counts, and that we need to ensure that this incentive-based regulation program, as it will come back, will ensure that the necessary stimulation is there to ensure the turnaround of the water services institutions' performance in the wastewater and the drinking water quality process. So it is aimed that we will do the Green Drop program first in this financial year, and to maximize the available uses, the use of the capacity that we have, also to perhaps use the municipal capacity in other spaces where it can be used, where there's a good understanding, to make use of virtual means where it is possible, and then to have a three-pronged approach or a three-phased approach, which will be that the municipalities will provide information. The department will look at this information and be moderated to be actually then render the results as we've previously done, but at this point also to use more of the virtual capacity as well. The required resources, as you can see, honourable members, would be there. I'm not going to go through that. In terms of the program that we are having there, is to say that in terms of the sector consultation to happen next, in terms of what has to happen, and then in terms of training of inspectors, which is a very important point, because obviously we're not going to, this is a cyclical assessment, which means that certain officials or others from municipalities that need to be used need to be trained to understand the requirements which will be done to actually do the assessments. Then the municipalities will submit data which will then be confirmed through inspections, and the draft report is then targeted for mid next year as per the green draft report. The blue draft report will then follow that process. In terms of the risk that we have would be the lack of appropriate skill within the department, but obviously that can be augmented with sector partners' skill for that period of assessment to actually bridge that process as well. Honourable members, you can see the risk for yourself there. In terms of the long-term plan that we have, would be that we have a biannual full assessment, which means that every second year you'll do a green drop, and every other year you will do then the blue drop side. Because the reason for this cyclical approach would be that sometimes in the smaller municipalities you have the same person that is taking responsibility for base wastewater and drinking water, and that might bring them to a point where they will have to do two assessments in one year, which is quite difficult to adhere. We have experienced that in 2011, and we have realized that it's quite significant pressure on the people, and that's the reason why you will have that interchangeable approach to follow. So the way forward is as expressed before. So we can go to the next slide, 87, which will be the recruitment and selection management recovery plan. The department obviously have funded positions, and we also have positions that are quite have been vacant, and therefore the department advertises vacancies obviously as per the processes that is being actually set outside there by the DPSA. And we have started with some of these advertisements. In the next slide, you can see in terms of the COVID, the COVID-19 measures obviously had I'll keep by. In terms of the COVID-19 processes that we have there, would be that the following measures are applied. The shortlisted stages have to be concluded on a virtual basis. That's one of the amendments that the department has made to actually address the backlog. Then the interviews to be conducted in a semi-virtual basis, and where possible, and in an event where panelists are in physical attendance, we will adhere to the COVID directions not to endanger anybody in that process, and much more of the electronic means will be used to actually address the issue, but the department is geared to actually continue with the recruitment and selection regardless of the current state of COVID that we find ourselves in. In the next slide, the monitoring evaluation obviously for the implementation of this will be done according to the relevant DDGs that take responsibility for it. The disciplinary recovery plan, there is a current status of discipline that we have. Obviously, we have the handbooks and the disciplinary code that we need to adhere to. The next slide will speak in terms of the disciplinary cases that would be in the department. 63 cases that's underway, 17 in senior management and 46 in the other levels. Obviously, this is the decision tree. In terms of the current stages, levels of concern. Six cases currently, charges have been served in all instances, and disciplinary hearings have been set or being arranged. In the below 20, the below SMS, there will be the 24. Those are the cases that's currently in place. And then the current, also the same, all cases will be finalized before the end of 2021. That is the target that is set by the court. In terms of the informal discipline cases, in terms of the corrective progress that needs to be there, you can see there are 21 cases that would mean that we written warnings have been issued, and the due date is to have that completed all by November 2020. The next slide, in terms of the formal discipline, it would be 9. They are all under the level of SMS level, and all cases are to be finalized before the end of 2021. In the next case, it is the formal discipline external capacity where it's being used, and the 17, they are all on the SMS level. And this we have a target set for ourselves to have all cases finalized before the end of this financial year. There is a slide for your consumption as far as the new cases and approach is concerned, what the human resources would actually also put in place in terms. terms of the PACE assessment, informal discipline and formal discipline. And then, Honorable Chair, I will just fly through the phase two of the COVID strategy that we have followed. That slide, I think yourself will be okay with, because that was shared with you before in terms of strategy that has been followed by the department. The next slide will then be in terms of what is currently being done. We have a hybrid model in terms of implementation, where our own construction unit is to implementation where it's feasible for them to do. We are using existing IAs within the ground management space where that is also possible, but we have not started yet with the new IAs that is also possible. So the engineering services, our own internal engineering services are assisting at this point in time with the scoping, the design, and the project implementation work, and then that is and the grant management obviously is managing the finances. At this point in time, the next slide will just give you a brief overview in terms of where we find ourselves. To date in the Northern Cape, we have 43 of the tanks that's already connected, and counting 4 in Free State 14. But as you can see that we had a lot of work has gone into the project scoping, the design, to find the borehole that is closest to a tank, to find the well, to find the infrastructure, and then to scope what needs to be done. And as you can see that there is a number of projects already implementation ready. We met this morning once again as a team in terms of the new project management and steering committee that we've put ourselves in place for, and that information needs to be updated in terms of that new information. We can also go to the next slide in terms of the part that the DG already spoke about in terms of the funds that has been set aside in that 1.4 billion. We can just make mention of this is just to give information to the portfolio committee in terms of the funds that have been transferred to municipalities as well as what they've set aside in terms of COVID. The next slide will give the remainder of that information, and the following slide will speak on the Arbic 5D. And then incoming in the projects itself, there has been business plans that has been issued. We have received an update also in terms of some of these business plans that some municipalities have decided not to submit new business plans because of two reasons. The one good reason would be is that they already used their allocation for source development, which means that they're already addressing the challenge that's out there. And the other reason might not be the good reason, and that is the reason where municipalities have said that their allocations are already committed and that they cannot adhere to the top slicing of 20% that has been instituted by the National Treasury. The department is engaging with the different municipalities to actually get the feedback in terms of what the final regarding that would be in terms of the communication that we have to say that is unacceptable. And once the update is received in the next few days, we will then have communication going to the National Treasury. Honorable Chair, I hope that I did justice to go so fast through a very lengthy presentation which contains a lot of information. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Ronaldo and DG and the team. You have managed your time better, even if you have jumped to the other people's time. It's understandable because of the you have lost time in your presentation. Thank you very much, Leonardo and acting DG and the team. And I'm now going to allow Honorable. Please host, stop muting me when I'm speaking. Can I allow honorable members to interact with the presentation? They must raise hands through the system. Honorable members, acting DG, can you close your mic? Honorable members, can you interact with the presentation? You can raise your hand. Yes, are you
My gadget does not have that raise hand symbol.
Okay, Honorable Mokgotsi, yeah, you can take the platform.
Must I start immediately?
Yes, Honorable Vanda.
I thought you were giving others a chance.
No, you're only one for now.
For now? Okay, let me start. Chairperson, I'm going to direct my question to the department. The department highlighted the delays in attainment of targets due to COVID-19. This will impact on bulk water projects and will have implications for water service delivery. Will water tankering and installation of tanks become a norm for the long term in this country due to COVID-19? And then the second question is, in light of economic downturn climate in this country, will the developmental agenda for water articulated in the National Development Plan also be reviewed and revised? The department will need to revise some of its projected targets in the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan as well. Are your drafters beginning to correlate the information of current economic development to projected and proposed objectives? Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I've finished. Okay.
Thank you very much. The other hand that has just come in, Honorable Constance Sobasuma.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to find out from the department what all the labor intensive projects which they had, how many jobs have they been able to create, more especially when we have so much high rate of unemployment. And also the enterprise development program they have, how many women and people with disability have they empowered as a youth in this project? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson?
Yes, please. Thank you very much, Honorable Connie. Honorable Seke. Honorable Seke.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Let me welcome the comprehensive report or presentation by the department. And I think one of the things that we have seen is the non-achievement of targets shared in the first quarter. So I think my question will link to what Honorable Mokgotsi has just indicated to say. Do we think that we will be able to revise our annual plan? Because generally they will have an impact. Non-achievement of targets will have an impact in the coming quarters and over the MTEF period. So do you think that you will have a plan, or are we going to revise the annual performance plan, Chairperson? And secondly, do the department have a recovery plan in general to attain those outstanding targets? The third one, Chair, in terms of filling of vacancies, I think the department has been the particular committee has been consistent, Chair, in terms of when is the department going to fill the post of the DG. No, the minister is not here, and I think she's the relevant the DG, the CFO, and other top management posts within the department. And the last one, Chair, the presentation is quite in terms of the Bridge to the other one, which is then Cape. So I just want to get clarity how far away. Do we still have backlogs in terms of dealing with this program on the eradication of target system? Thanks. Check.
Thank you, Honorable Seke. I don't see any other hands. Let me add to the questions.
Honorable Chief Person, it's Honorable Powell, my hand is up.
Okay, you're welcome, Honorable Powell.
Thanks, Chairperson. So three questions. What was the cost over the years of the development of a single national water and sanitation bill? And what are the reasons for the department reversing its decision on this single bill? And how long will amendments to the National Water Act and the Water Services Act take? And then secondly, just in terms of the River Eco-Status Monitoring Program, I visited Nelson Mandela Bay during, I think it was level 3 lockdown, to the Swartkop River. And I just want to find out from the department whether or not, I know that the targets are not met in terms of the River Eco-Status Monitoring Program, but I'd like to understand whether or not the Swartkop River is a part of that program and what the national department is doing to deal with the continued pollution by the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality's wastewater treatment works and the effect that this is having on the ecologically sensitive water source. And then the third question just relates to this accumulated debt with regard to the water trading entity. We see that there was a target of day-to-days not exceeding 120 days in the first quarter, but this climbed to 207 days, so it's over by 87 days. And we know we met in October last year, so we know that there is a crisis when it comes to debt management, both at the national level and at the local government level. I just want to understand from Mr. Belder what decisive action the department's taking to deal with this worsening crisis. I do note, however, that we have a presentation scheduled on this in the upcoming weeks. But if we can just get a little bit of feedback on that, on the first quarter target. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Powell. Let me ask the question if there is no
Chair. Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Safai. Honourable Member, when I ask you to raise hands, you must raise the hand.
I do not have that facility here, Chair.
Okay.
I don't know where did it go. It used to be here.
Okay, proceed, Honourable Member.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thank you to the department. I am not clear about what is happening about you. See, because we were given a plan of what's going to happen, a plan of action. But seemingly what I hear now, all the issues that have been given to us are not yet in terms of the plan of action. There's a start of the process. Remember, Mzimbubu has been here for more than 7 years. And the problem of restart is what is happening about Mzimbubu. I wish you can get a clarity about this because the plan of action was given to us. The second issue to Chair, one has got an interest about these water systems, wastewater systems. It's a pity that when we came here, Chair, we left a parliament. We did not know about this because we've got a very clear report about what needs to happen when we went to oversight about those waterworks. One is not getting a very clear progress in terms of the implementation plan as we were there. The issues that are raised here are raised as if this is the start of the process to address the issues of those areas, which is worrying. There's been a budget that was budgeted last year. One doesn't know what that budget do, and there's a budget again in this financial year, and there's additional budget that also has been given to these waterways again, and you are not seeing the progress in terms of the performance. The issue of water quality was raised last year and been raised even now. We even addressed the issues of fluoride and many other issues, and the issues of vegetation that was in the water, and the issue of the water that is has got sewer to the people of those areas. These areas are being addressed even now as if we are seeing them for the first time. I want to make a proposal to you, Chairperson, if you may be allowed, that the department must one day must come to us with a report of all those areas that we visited with all their challenges and give us very clear where are we. It can't be moved back and forward on the issue that affects our people. This is sad. The third one, Chair. There was a proposal that the department, and there was even a budget, that it will intervene in the gender-based violence, where people have got to be displaced and then be taken to some cluster homes. There was even a budget in that. You are not getting that if that has been implemented, and where is it now? I'm happy about what I hear, if it is what I wish to hear. An amount of 257 million has been suspended in terms of the COVID, and 1.5 billion has been returned back to the department for sustainable programs and projects. Is the issue of the water tanks that need to be filled in with water in that budget? Because we're looking for a sustainable intervention on the issue of the water tanks that we have. Are the water tanks going to be filled in by us or by municipalities? And what is the situation now? In terms of the water trade enterprise, it has got an amount of 1.397 billion in expenditure. I may ask Chair as if I arrive in this department today. Huge amount of money have been spent in the NDC, even in the staffing, administration, and all those particular issues, skills development, and many other issues. Do we believe as a department that there's value for money in the NDC? Do we really believe that there's value for money in the NDC? I raise the issue because sometimes the entities, they agree with the department of a certain action, that there's value for money on the editing. There are huge amount of money that is given to editing. I'm interested to know about I've forgotten the name, chair, where there were people that should be employed. This is the case where they protest for some time. If that has been resolved, are they employed? Are they happy now? There will be no more protest in those areas. There's a contract that has left the site. I don't know what does it mean to leave the site. And in that area, it was a contractor called Erhard. Who has left the site and why? Is it Erhard? There's an Erhard that we met last year. Is that Erhard? Why did he leave? And who is there now in terms of the implementation of the project for the intervention of the issues that were problematic? There was a sewer. The chair was even taken to the car and a fool of a man or Paganiso, Unzima, Uamba, which was broken in different areas of that particular municipality within the community. I think it's still again, where is the process? I raise the issue, where is the process? I hear that it is to be given money now for that intervention, and it was last year. How does that happen? How did the people of that community leave? The last one, Chair, is there's a DBSA that's going to come and assist and do issues of skills development and many other issues. I need the clarity. Who is to be skilled now? Are these new people or skilling the people that have been in the department? And DBSA is going to do things that have been supposed to be done by management in the department. So that we are clear that we are in a department that is hollow. A department that is unable to perform. I may sound negative, Chair. Not really. I'm following the presentation and looking on the timeline that we had and how we are intervening in the problems of our people. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sukoi. I don't see any hands. Let me add the questions. Just to understand that at the time department came to us to present how they were affected by the COVID and they were going to shift money to give it to rent water to intervene in areas where there is no water. Today we receive a report of the first quarter, which might have been affected by the lockdown. But I don't understand the finances part of it. That you have areas where even the funds, the budget has not been utilized. We're supposed to have spent, in terms of your departmental projection, you're supposed to spend 20.3%, and you have spent 10%. And maybe if I can just understand, make me to understand this budget that you are talking that has not been spent. Is this the one that was taken to intervene or the still there in the account so that we have a clear clarity budget. The second issue on the same budget is the issue of the suspension, the 257 million, as Honorable Sufai is indicating, just to check whether this money is taken from our budget. The question that I'm having is that because Treasury takes the money that is not being utilized, they don't take money that is already committed or there is a progress to implement the program or project. So just want to understand whether this 257, is it going to affect our baseline? What is the suspension? What is the consequence after this money that is being taken? Are we going to see our baseline being affected by program on the regulation? We're talking about the awarding of licenses. But when we visited Limpopo, there was a problem of validation and verification, which the province has indicated that they finalized it. They are waiting for national department. And with that, I don't understand how it gets affected by lockdown, because the project is with yourself, which we're supposed to finalize. I would understand on the 30 days that people were not allowed to move. But after that, we should actually get the report of where are you in terms of validation and verification. Because this issue, particularly in Limpopo, is a problem to have that skewed distribution of water in the area. The other question is on the VAL intervention. I think the VAL intervention and the Tswane and Kiani, let's put it very clear with the department that we said to yourself that as you come to report on, give up report on the quotas, we should be finished with the progress report on these areas that were visited as a portfolio committee. Now you just talk about the VAL. Of course, it's because it's in your budget, but we would want the situation where, as Honorable Sufai is indicating, that as you come to report on the quotas, you should then be able to give us, we must have the report that give us the progress on the visit of the portfolio committee, because we will not have any special day to call you to come and report on that. It should be part of your progress, your report back as you come to the portfolio committee. And we acknowledge the progress that is being made in VAL, but we want to encourage that the money that we're given for intervention, you are reporting only on the 1 billion. There was a 20 billion which Treasury has made available for the impact, for assessment of the impact of this pollution in VAL River. And the other issue is the progress in terms of declaring VAL River as a national key point. How far are we, and then how far are we in terms of the assessment of the impact, and who are the culprits of the polluters? Because we should then use the there's the principle of polluter must pay. Because it's not only Gauteng, you have Free State, you have Mpumalanga, and it's not even Sitibeng only, you have Tswane and Johannesburg who are the culprits in terms of polluting the valve. And we take note of the progress that has been made, but we want to call to the department that the money that's given for projects, if we delay, Treasury is going to take the money. And we don't expect the portfolio committee to blame Treasury. You're given money, please spend the money. If you don't have capacity to form Treasury in time and negotiate with them so that they can actually shift around and then you later get your slide. So don't allow a situation where Treasury comes in and get money, identify money that is not being utilized, because you'll never get that money immediately it's been taken. The issues of the filling of vacancies, it was, we have stressed it, the portfolio committee, and the report is not fitting in terms of the progress, because at some point we were told that the position of the CFO slows the process of shortlisting and other things. So we don't get that the progress, now we get the problem. And it's very disturbing. The other question is on the disciplinary processes. And we know that it's not departmental. You have to follow the law to deal with these matters. But the delay justice is a delay in progress, even with the individual that are alleged to have done any wrong doing. Please, the department must make sure that we frustrate this issue, because this is one of the areas that frustrates progress, because if everybody is being suspected to have done wrong things, obviously it's affecting their performance. The sooner we finalize the matter, the better. The last issue is on the and understanding how you are collaborating with them and coordinating your work in terms of making sure that the mid grant and municipality budgets are coordinated such that are making impact in community. And it was very clear that there is the coordination with the WICSEC. This is a project that we're implementing. Treasury has pronounced the 20 billion that is going to municipality to assist them to deal with issues of COVID-19, including water. The question that I'm having is that, is the department going to make sure that they work with municipalities such that this money must not disappear in the process? Because if they have the 20 billion and there is a project that is brought by yourself, how so does our system very strong to make sure that there is no cash that will, there will not be a cash that will disappear in the process? What guarantee do we have as members of parliament that what is outside, what is being reported by Auditor General about municipalities is not going to affect this conditional grant? What guarantee do we have? What monitoring and evaluation capacity you have as national department, and the support that you're going to give to municipality to make sure that this money does not disappear
Can we get the on this you can respond? GG, we've lost you.
Yeah, Chair, I'm back here, but the sound is coming and going. Can I suggest that my DDGs just help with the responses, and I'd ask them to come in and deal with their particular areas of responsibility, and I'd start off with Leonardo, who ended the presentation, just to deal with all of the infrastructure issues. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, we can hear you.
To deal with the infrastructure aspect, and then the other DDGs will come in, and I've asked for Squire after that to deal with the recruitment and discipline issues, and then France to deal with the finance, and Deborah to deal with the planning, and Neil will deal with the regulatory issues. Would that be in order, Chair?
Yes, thank you.
Can you go? Leonardo, thanks, Chair, I jumped in there. Leonardo, can you go? I can't hear very well, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Chair. Thanks, DG. I will go to the first part that from the back, if you don't mind, Honourable Chair. In terms of your question with regards to the grant management, in terms of how we are dealing with that, perhaps I can just make mention of the fact that we have communicated with municipalities officially so, in terms of what the expectations from the department would be in terms of the funds that has been allocated. In terms of the top slicing as well, that is the element that we are carrying a responsibility for, and we have issued them with letters in that regard, to say that what the expectation would be. In terms of those letters where we have not received responses back, our provincial heads are engaging the municipalities as well, like for instance this morning where we heard that we go beyond the MIG, but also in terms of the metros of the USDG, where we had communication with the Mangaung Metro with regards to some tanks that have been left basically at this point in time to not have a plan in terms of how it's being connected because of the utilization of the USDG that has not been created for it. But that is how we are dealing it from our side, Honorable Chair. In terms of that, the funds that has been allocated through the MIG, we will we take note of your concern, and we will engage our colleagues at the MIG and at the DCOG as well as the MISTA side, who is assisting primarily in that space, that we can perhaps be assisting and give an assurance to you from that conversation or that engagement that we have. The second point that you have raised in reverse map would be the element that there was an expectation that we should come with the reports in terms of all Tswane and Giani visits that you have taken. I do apologize that we have not given you a report on that as well. The report was lengthy, but we take note that it is your request and it's a commitment that we apologize for, and we will rectify that in terms of future reporting to portfolio committee. I do want to table our apology from our side in that regard. In terms of the Mzimbulu project, in terms of the status of the Mzimbulu project, as I've been reported, is that the department is currently focusing in terms of the phase one to get that going in terms of the site establishment that has been done so that we can ensure that that component, which is phase one, is being implemented as per plans that was given before. So in that component, we are not deviating from commitments on the Mzimbulu. The challenges that we are dealing with in terms of the various items that have been mentioned already in the presentation and previous presentations, they are there. We are mitigating them through various interventions, but at this point in time, we do believe that it is imminent to see the dust broken as far as stage one is concerned. The element in terms of the other components, which is stage two to four, which is the bulk of the larger component of the finances, that is a conversation that is still con- continuing because there are alternative funding mechanisms that are being considered because of the fact that the augmentation that the department is receiving is in declining mode due to the fact in terms of what the country's finances would be like. But the fact remains is that there are perhaps other options that we are discussing with National Treasury in terms of how we can fund the remaining of the project. So that is remains a commitment from the department side to ensure that the technical component is being dealt with as well, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. As far as the bucket eradication program is concerned, the fact is it's Northern Cape and the Free State as it stands, but the Minister has taken a decision to we are implementing to actually have that program transferred to the Department of Human Settlements, and that process would be underway at this point in time. Honorable Chair, I think that I will stand down. Oh yes, the issue of the valve part in terms of contract of Erwat. Yes, it is Erwat that actually came to an whose project contract came to an end. The presentation includes a report in terms of what was received from that contract that when it was in place. But yes, in terms of going forward, the department decided to actually bring it closer to the department itself and get the contractors in place to do the actual capital work that is required to see the turnaround at the wastewater treatment work itself in terms of pump stations and the refurbishment of the wastewater treatment works. What Erwin has done is brought a lot of additional load into the wastewater treatment works because previously the spillages that you yourself have seen when you were on site wastewater or untreated sewage was actually polluting the environment around the community of Sebokeng and other areas in the catchment of that wastewater treatment works. But with the work that Erwin has done, it has brought now that the sewer collector systems are being more but now the element of the work that we are going to do through our contractors that we are being appointed is to ensure that the wastewater treatment works get into a more operable state so that the additional load as it comes into the wastewater treatment works are being treated as per the standards required to ensure that we also limit the impact on the water courses as it's currently the case in terms of the operability of the wastewater treatment works. So that would be the additional part that I can give on the other one. I will come back if there would be something that I can add, but I think that I can hand over to my other colleagues at this point in time. Okay.
Thank you,
Chair.
Good afternoon, Chair, DG colleagues. This is Anil Singh, DDG for Regulation. There are two aspects to respond, Madam Chair. The V&V report is undergoing an internal review and will present the V&V report to the DG and then to the Minister and to Parliament. The national project of the V&V was unfortunately locked up in a dispute in court and we resolved that dispute. Then the second aspect is the water quality. We are having a national water quality improvement plan. The deputy minister is the champion of water quality. We take that report to the deputy minister.
DDG. DDG?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're losing you.
Yeah.
Proceed. Can we get another DDG in the meantime?
Honorable Chair, Square Mazangu, Corporate Services. The employment at the valve 300 people have already been employed, and a further 100 people, the war league people, will be employed by the end of next month when they finish their training. The project employ 1,714 people, the project-based employees, and the project will increase now that COVID is over. So we'll probably see an increased number of people that we'll employ in this regard. The SMS post for all employees, we ask employees to, all SMS employees in the department, to tell us where they would want to be placed on the infrastructure. They've done that. We've placed everybody except 17 employees, who we still have to place, and the DDTs. The DDTs will be placed by the minister and the acting DDT. The filling of vacant posts, we have planned to have a review of how we do it, and well, National DPSA is trying to get us to have e-recruitment taking place all over the country. That's the first one. But the second thing is that we want to finish the filling of the post on the new structure that we have created within 2 months, as soon as the DPSA concurs on the new structure. We will advertise, and then we'll make sure that within 2 months after advertisement, we fill the post. So more or less, the time frame for filling of post will be more or less 4 months. But as soon as DPSA approves the structure, we will look at the vacancies that exist, and then we will then advertise and fill the post. What we envisage is that we will lose a number of posts because the new structure is a little bit lean and mean more than the previous structure. Those are the questions on the field of the post. The disciplinary cases, we are currently busy with a number of cases that are taking place, and the minister has indicated that he would like to have a disciplinary committee sitting to look at the cases of the remaining of the remaining SMS members, and I am going to give the whole files for the senior committee that she's setting up to speed up the process for the SMS members to be tried, as I said, within the next few months. Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening, Madam Chair, and DG, and honourable members. I will respond on two aspects. Madam Chair raised the issue of the V&B report. We are busy with the quality assurance of that report, and we will submit that report to the DG, to Minister, and to the Portfolio Committee. The matter of the Limpopo V&B was unfortunately locked up in a legal dispute in court, and we have now resolved that matter. So we are in a position to go forward with the report. The other aspect is the water quality. One of the honourable members raised, we are busy with a national water quality improvement plan under the leadership of the Deputy Minister, David Muslovo, and we will also table that report to Parliament via the DG and the Minister. Our target possibly could be by the end of 2 weeks. Thank you, ma'am. That is all from my side.
The issue of the river, polluted river in Nelson Mandela Metropolitan.
Madam Chair, on that one, I'm not certain whether it's included. I will have to respond in writing. I'll check with the colleagues and respond in writing to that by next week. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The other DG.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, honorable members. I'll talk to the two questions. The first one was around the suspension of the 207 million from the budget. That is correct. That was the reallocation of the funding from the department, the broader government intervention for COVID. The initial amount was 17.2 billion, and the department was requested to contribute 257 million, which, as per the slide, is coming from 50 million from your compensation for employees, and then 214 million from goods and services. In the main, Chairperson, this funding came from your travel that was suspended during the period of lockdown, low activities, and then those delayed procurement consultancy fees. So it emanated from that. So that speaks to the 257 million. Then Chairperson also asked about the under expenditure during the first quarter. Yes, indeed, the target was 20%. The COVID 19 conditions, Chairperson, contributed to the under expenditure because most of the projects that had to resume, which contribute also to the billing that must be submitted to the department, did not take place for the latter part of the first quarter. So we are looking forward to the interventions that we have presented. DG spoke about the recovery plans. So those are the two main questions. The other one related to the funds being transferred to the entities. Yes, the entity is there within the department's control. The transfers that we have made are for the transfers for the project that my colleague Leonardo spoke to, those infrastructure projects. So there is close monitoring of those projects, and the oversight is within the team accounting office. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, very much, which DG has not responded. DG, are you done, all of you? DG? Acting DG? Acting DG? Members, that was the response.
Chairperson?
Yes, Chairperson. Do you have members who feel that the question has not been responded to? Honorable Mahmoud? Yes.
Chairperson, the department did not answer my questions. Maybe I need to repeat them very quickly so that they respond to my questions.
Okay.
The first, I had only three questions, and I thought they were very simple for them to answer. The department highlighted the delays in the attainment of targets due to COVID-19. Will this impact on bulk water projects and will have implications for water service delivery? Will water tankering and installation of tanks become a norm for the long term in this country due to COVID-19? That is the first point that I've just stated, or the question that I stated. And then the second was, in light of economic downturn climate in this country, will the developmental agenda for water articulated in the National Development Plan also be reviewed and revised? Again, the department will need to revise some of its projected targets in the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan as well. Are your drafters beginning to correlate the information of current economic development to projected and proposed objectives? Those were my questions. I didn't hear any answer of those questions. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mokutu. Probably now they're clear, and even the the issue of the 20 million for the assessment of the impact of the pollution in Val. We have not get anything from it, and the position of the CFO, which was the report were given that it was at the level of shortlisting. What happened? Because this general feedback, it doesn't help the process. Can we get answers there?
Chairperson.
Honorable Mafutu, they are going to respond.
Yes, just one last question, which I just forgot to say. Can you please allow me?
Yes.
Could the department provide an overview of the analysis of the first quarter report by National Treasury and Departmental Internal Audit Committee? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mokoto. Honorable Seke.
Oh, Chair, thanks very much. I heard on the budget eradication program, I heard Leonardo saying the program is to Human Settlement Department, Chair, if I heard him correct, Chair. I just want to get details on that and whether the committee should expect this to get progress reports from now on, going forward, from the Human Settlement Department, no more in the Water and Sanitation Department. And actually, what were the reasons for that, if I may get a response on that, Chair?
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Seki.
And Chairperson. Yeah. Member Mokoto was who was the senior Water Department in Mola Basin. What are you going to do with women in some of
It's none of your business. You're out of order, Zeke. You're out of order.
Mining industry and other companies that they are polluting the area. So we then the deputy president negotiated with the treasury to give the department money to make that assessment impact, so that they can make the polluters, individual polluters, to pay, because everybody must pay for its through the polluter user principle. So that was the issue. So the question is, we're getting the report of Val, but we don't get how far are they in terms of that assessment. Yes, the BNB is the validation and
okay, all right.
Yes. So those are the issues. Can they respond? Seki, or you wanted to talk about the issue of Mokoto only?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Can we again get answers, DG?
Can you hear me this time, Chair? Can you hear me, Chair? Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Chair, just to try and respond to the Honourable Khota's questions in terms of the delays on the Gulf, and will water tanks be the norm? In terms of the project which Leonardo reported on towards the end of the presentation, the sustainability project, that project is intended for us to move away from tankering and having tanks as the norm going forward. So that's what that program is intended for. I would never be bold enough to say that we will never see tanks and that we will never see tankers. I think at times when you have infrastructure disruptions, we will still see the need for those services, either chair. And then with the points in terms of the revision of the targets of the NDP and on the master plan, I can only respond on the master plan. And yes, we will revise, and we will have to revise targets as we go forward in terms of the impact of the economic downturn. There's the master plan, very much in terms of the achievement of some of the targets in the master plan, does require additional budget. So as we battle with budget constraints, we would also have to amend those targets. I hope I've now responded to those two questions, Chair. The other one was a follow-up in terms of the CFO and the DG. Chair, those both would be questions that would be better answered when we. They actually rest in the decision with the minister, but I'm not aware of any shortlisting that had taken place for CFO post. Maybe Mr. Mahlonga could assist me, but I'm not aware of that. That one, but I will certainly check on the decision. The other one, Chair, which I'm not able to, I'd have to ask one of my colleagues to assist me on, is the $22 million on the assessment on the polluter pays. Can I just, through you, Chair, maybe just ask Leonardo or Deborah just to assist me with that, with the response to that? I don't have the response on it.
Leonardo.
Yes. Just a quick one, Chairperson, on the question that DG raised on the shortlisting for the CFO. As I reported earlier on, we've placed all SMS members except the DDG. So if all the posts for the DDGs, the DDGs still have to be placed, and that decision rests solely with the minister and whoever would be acting DG at the time. So that process is stalled as far as that is concerned.
That was
thank you,
Chair. Who's that?
Squire.
Thank you very much, DPG. Thank you. Chairperson, can we get DG Singh to talk about the assessment in terms of
what? We'll have to come back to you on that. 20 million. I must apologize that I don't have that information at my fingertips.
Okay, thank you very much. Chairperson, can we allow them to finish their response, Honorable Mkhalai Rukafe? Honorable Rukutu, I'll give you a. Yes, I'll give
okay,
you a.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Can we get the. Did we respond to the question, all of them?
Ma'am, there was I'm wanting Anil Singh just to come back and respond to the follow-up query that was raised on the BNB and being locked up in the legal process. I just want DDG Singh to come back on that.
DDG Singh?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you very much. The BNB in this department is conducted as a national project for the various catchments where the work was not completed. For the three catchments, including Limpopo, the department was sued by the company over a dispute, and that dispute has now subsequently been resolved out of court. And in light of that, we then able to finalize the report for the BNB projects, including that of Limpopo. And as I've indicated, we will table that report to the DG, to the minister, and it will come to Parliament. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Chairperson?
Chair, I think we have covered the supplementary questions.
Chairperson.
Member Mukoti.
I'm waiting for the chairperson to allow me to say what I want to say. Are you there, Chairperson? Chairperson, are you there?
Member Mukoti, please speak.
Okay, I'll speak to the department. It's a follow-up question. They haven't answered this question, and they deliberately, you know, decided not to. I don't know why. I'm going to repeat it again. I need an answer. Okay, never mind. Here is my question. Could the department provide an overview of the analysis of the first quarter report by National Treasury and Departmental Internal Audit Committee?
Where do you get that from, Member Mukoti? Because it's like you are comparing.
I read. If you do not read, you must update yourself. Start becoming a learned person. Otherwise, you'll rust if you don't read. And you'll always be surprised by Member Mukoti.
Allow the response.
Chairperson, are you speaking to me? Yes, I was kicked out of the meeting. Must I repeat my question?
No, department will answer.
Yes.
Okay, so let the department answer. Why is it keeping quiet?
Chair, can you hear me?
Feel free,
Chair, I don't have those two reports that Honourable Mokoto is referring to accessible to me right now, but we'll certainly provide those to the committee. As I understand it, it's a quarterly overview report.
No, no,
Can I ask them to repeat, Gigi? Chair, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, proceed. Okay, you're back, okay. We've lost you again, did you?
Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Chair, what I'm saying is that the internal audit review of the corporate value performance report, we can make that available to the committee, and I will endeavor to get a copy of the report by National Treasury as well. My apology for having not responded to that format of the response to the follow-up questions by Honourable Mokoto.
Okay. Honourable Mokoto, the National Treasury, all their reports have been published on their website. If you can go through their website, you can get all the review, the quarterly review reports for all the departments. It's been publicized there. The audit report, the department, they will submit it. The easiest way is just to go into Treasury website to get that Treasury one. The department yes, Honorable Seki.
Seke,
you're out of order. Don't speak about me. Seke, don't speak about me. If you want to talk to the department about the presentation or about your questions, not about me. You are out of order. You're not here to address me.
I'm talking to the
department. We are not here. You're not employed to address me. Just keep quiet if you do not have anything to say.
I'm talking to the portfolio.
If you are not, if you don't have anything to say or any question to ask, don't talk about me.
Honorable Mokoto, Honorable Mokoto and Honorable Seke, can I remind you of the rule of this virtual meeting? You speak through me. If you don't do that, you not left me with any option but to remove you in the system. Honorable Seke, please don't address Honorable Mokoto. Address issues that have been raised by the department.
Thank you very much, Chair. The department has presented the first quarter report, and then which we engage on it. I was saying, Chair, what I wanted to raise was that if there's anything that we happen to know about the auditor's report, we must ask that question directly to the department, not to divert what the department is intended to report here. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Seki. I think what is important, Honorable Members, that you must understand is that people who are counting to Parliament, the executive authority, the DG, other members, they are the support. And DG has agreed that he will share with Member Mokoto that report. I don't think we should have a problem
if the DG has agreed to share the report with Member Mokoto. So, thank you very much, Honorable Mokoto. We'll just follow up. DG, can we have a time frame on 7 days to give Member Mokoto that report?
Thanks, Chair. My internal auditors in the meeting, I will attend to it. Thanks, Chair.
In 7 days?
Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. So, any other thing that members think has not been addressed?
Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Zeki. Thank you, sorry. Yes.
Thank you very much, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank the department. Thank the department for the report. And we want to, as we close this meeting, to say that we know that there is a lockdown, and we know what you have done in intervening to make sure that those areas that does not have water get water. But we know that there are still challenges, that there are at certain corners in the country that does not have water. So continue to do the work, your work, so that at some point we will then be able to say water, the mandate of the department is being implemented to the latter, because even if you have bulk water, if the water doesn't reach the end user, is still a problem. So thank you very much, Leonardo. Your project, I think in the next quarter, if you can do the same thing to give us the progress report, so that we are with you in terms of how you progress in implementing those reports. And we must mention that acting DG, because we had that the last phase of placement of DDGs and DGs left with you and Minister, please convey our message to Minister that let's progress, let Minister prioritize this area, because this department has to be stable for it to be able to perform its task. And good luck with all the work that you're supposed to do in finalizing all the disciplinary hearings, because as I've indicated, if people are put in suspect, therefore they will not actually become, you are affecting their activity, their activeness as people, because they've got a cloud in their head, therefore they will not be able to do their work as they're supposed to. So we have to finalize those cases. Possible, so that the normality here. Thank you very much for everybody for being here.
Okay, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman.
Are you okay, Chairman?
I'm okay, Chairman. Are you here?
He's early for the next
meeting. I'm not. I've been in the meeting all the time, Grace. Make no mistake. All the time.
Oh, okay.
So, you decided not to speak. I can see that you want to speak when Masala is here only.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, Chairman. You know why. Grace knows why I can't speak, because of certain things. It's not about that.
Okay.
No, I mean, started the meeting with me.
Yeah, the meeting is adjourned.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. It was a discipline of not speaking when I grace.
Parliament.
they should not suffer this network problem when they are in parliament. Thank you so much, Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Today.
Is there sitting on next week, Chair?
Yes, there is.
There's an updated program, like a
which I in. But visual is still fine for me. I'm fine.
I'm just going to swap an opinion. I'm just going to swap an opinion.